come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everyone? We are back. Believe it or not, I am back in the Tampa Bay area momentarily as I get ready to head back to Las Vegas. Kind of a little deal going on this weekend. What's okay. up, Matthew?
What's going on, buddy? Welcome back.
Quick thinking, though.
Happy New Year.
This morning or this afternoon, or half of my equipment was left at the Consumer Electronics Show.
There was.
And by the time I went back to the studio and got back, you had it all taken care of.
I did. Look at me stepping up as a producer.
It's, well, there's always a first.
What do they call us? Engineers?
I can drive interns.
A train. I can drive a train.
Interns. That's what we call you. Full schedule. A big thank you. I would expect nothing less from Jimmy Seafood.
Jimmy Seafood? That in, Philly?
Haven't talked to John and the guys up there in Baltimore in quite some time. So I texted him this morning.
Okay.
And I said, hey, we have a guest on today. At the time, we had a guest on today, which has since, I believe, been changed.
Okay.
But I still want to thank Jimmy Seafood for stepping up. We were going to, and they still may come on. If this guest comes on, we are going to hook them up with dinner for two at Jimmy Seafood.
Ooh, that's one of your top five, isn't it?
And restaurants?
In the whole country?
Seafood.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go seafood, steak, pasta, pizza, you know, but seafood, I really don't know if I've had better.
Yeah.
Those crab cakes are killer.
That says a lot coming from a Florida native.
And somebody that hangs out in New Orleans and Biloxi. Big ups to Jimmy Seafood. So if that interview happens, we'll talk about it again. But we will be plugging our good friends at Jimmy Seafood throughout the 2 hours. Andre Feely will be on at the bottom of the hour.
Touch.
Tim Elliott will be on. Drew Dober will be on.
Ooh.
But first and foremost, let's start the way we should, throwing you under the bus.
Yes.
Tell the world the story.
What story?
The story you just told your staff.
Well, okay. So, I like to prepare. And I like to
be. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I always come with content and preparedness. So, got a full staff today. I was like, you know what? I'm going to drop off my daughter at school. And I'm going to pick up Randy. We're going to cruise over to Orlando for the 2020 PGA Golf Expo. And so I showed out. You know, I had my golf attire on just in case they needed somebody to, like, you know, take a couple practice swings.
I do want to clarify that because were you really in golf attire?
Oh, yeah.
Be careful what you say.
I suit up. Whenever I go to an event, I just in case they need a fill-in.
Then the other thing we just talked about is off. It's off the table.
I just bought shoulder pads for the Super Bowl.
I don't trust you.
I'm wearing shoulder pads to Media Row.
You will not go anywhere without supervision. So good. I'm glad I know that. But back to your story.
So as I'm sitting in the school, waiting for the school to open to be the first parent to drop off their kids for the day, I was like, you know, I got this extra time and something just didn't feel right. So I Googled.
No, tell the full story. Where are we going? What's going on?
Well, so we're going to broadcast live from
tell awful stories.
PGA Golf Tour Expo next Wednesday.
No, on Wednesday.
Well, on Wednesday.
Now you gave away the whole.
Right. I thought it was today. So there I am. Showed out, dressed up.
Full staff. You got 97 people working.
I was ready to
two
go.
Pizzas on the line, but 97 people working.
I came prepared.
For the first time since I've known you.
I'm early for the Golf Expo. I mean, technically.
Well, technically that's not true.
It's next week.
Because you're early you're early for the expo that you thought was today, but we would be 6 hours too late if we're just now headed to the Orlando Arena.
This is true.
You know, so there kind of is an issue there. Big ups for you for acknowledging early that you kind of blew it. All right, so before we get into this weekend.
Okay.
And MMA.
Yes.
And combat sports and everything that we need to get into. I had a discussion this morning with a former Major League Baseball player.
Okay.
And I asked said athlete about this whole cheating scandal.
Right.
And what his thoughts are. And as do I, he had a conflicting response.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He took both sides.
So for those unaware, the Houston Astros have been confirmed that they use technology for cheating to win the 2017 World Series.
And one step further, the guy who was heavily involved in said cheating in Houston then went to the Boston where the Red Sox won it the following year.
In 2018.
Right.
So what is this said player's take on the cheating scandal?
Well, he went both sides. He said, first of all, you cheat in baseball all the time.
Right.
How is it different standing on second base stealing the signals and using a camera in center field to steal the signals?
Sure.
Okay, the part of that. He said, second, if said team is cheating and you hear someone bashing a garbage can, how long until you figure out the smashing on the garbage can is a fastball? Right?
Right.
How many times, seriously, how many times as you're sending pizzas out of the oven, yes, if every time a pepperoni comes out, somebody hits the wall?
Right.
How long? Well, it's you. So not you, but a normal person. How many times until they hear the bang on the wall after every time a pepperoni pizza comes out of the oven do you realize that's a signal it's a pepperoni pizza?
Sure.
So kind of it falls on all these teams. It falls on the Dodgers. It falls on all the teams that are now whining.
But which is more, or which worse than in cheating in sports? Is it the steroids? Is it the chemical cheating? Is it the technology cheating? Is it the pine tar on the bat for grip cheating?
Which is illegal?
All
not,
of them.
No, it's not.
What's not illegal?
What's illegal about stealing signals? Is it a written rule? Because this player and I, we talked about one of my biggest pet peeves, unwritten rules. So if it's an unwritten rule,
so now,
please, never mind. I'm not going to say what you need to do yourself.
Well, like counting cards is not illegal in gambling, right?
Then it's not cheating.
Right.
Even though they claim it is.
Okay.
You know, when you own whatever, you can say who can come into your establishment or whatever. Now, said player, and I will not say who this is, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for even telling the story. So he caught the other team stealing signals from his team.
Okay.
Now, obviously, this person is a pitcher. Greatest story I've ever heard.
Okay.
This could be the greatest story I've ever heard.
Okay.
So he caught them stealing the signals. So he went to his catcher. And he told his catcher, put down curveball.
Right.
I'm going to throw a fastball.
Okay.
But put down curveball.
Sure.
They stole the curveball signal. Guy was leaning over the plate.
He got punked.
Got drilled.
Got plunked.
Got drilled. Seriously drilled. And in Major League Baseball, really in all sports, they police themselves.
Right.
They policed it. Now, do you think that team stole signals again from this particular team and this particular pitcher and catcher?
They might have stolen, but they probably backed up a half foot.
Now, on the same line, if you're a catcher, I mean, they change them. You know, one isn't always a fastball.
Right.
And if one always is a fastball, you deserve to have your signal stolen.
Right, because it's so obvious.
I'm just saying.
It's the number one pitch in baseball.
I'm just saying.
But why is this all allowed and okay, but why can't Pete Rose get in the Hall of Fame?
And I'm still going to stick with, for the time being, my position.
Okay.
When I was bat boy for the St. Louis Cardinals in the middle to late 70s, there was a 400-foot-long by 700-foot-tall, I'm exaggerating, sign that said about gambling.
Okay.
Have you seen any sign that says stealing signals?
No.
That you will be banned for life for stealing signals?
No.
Have you ever seen, I have, a sign that said you will be banned for gambling?
Yeah, but he was a coach. He wasn't the player.
Again, he did not bet on his team every game. If he bet on his team every single game, I would have his back. He is my favorite player of all time.
All time.
Of all time.
The greatest.
Have you ever seen me play softball?
Yes.
How close do I play like that lunatic?
I don't think you'd ever take out anyone in an exhibition like all-star game.
I tagged out Ian Beckel's son at home plate. I believe he was 6.
Oh, that's like the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu meme. It says, no matter what size your opponent is, always give it your all. And like the adult slams the kid. Like
absolutely. So you think me not tagging out a 7 or 8 year old kid at home plate? I play to win. I don't let my kids win.
No participation trophy.
I hate them. I threw them in the trash.
Because Holly Holmes says she's not fighting for a participation ribbon. She's fighting to win.
as well you should. So, yeah, I played a lot like Pete Rose. I would run over my best friend at home plate. I would spike you in a heartbeat to win a game. There's no doubt.
All right.
My favorite player. Gambled on baseball. I'm sorry.
You're against them getting in the Hall.
I am.
Wow. All these other cheaters, like Sammy Sosa and all the cork bats.
But they're not in.
Yeah, but I mean, but the whole sport is corrupt. Actually,
of course
all
it
sports
is.
Are corrupt.
Everything's
if
corrupt.
If you're not cheating,
you're not trying.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
How many pepperonis do you put on a pizza?
As many as I need to.
Okay, well, exactly. Depending on who it is. You know, you don't put 42 on every pizza.
No.
Okay, even though that's what the book says.
Right.
You're cheating.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, every sport has, you're always looking for a competitive edge to win.
Absolutely.
And it's never going to stop.
And if it's a written rule that it's cheating, then it's cheating.
Well, Major League Baseball just announced they're going to lift marijuana as a banned substance. Like, are other sports going to follow? I mean, is the UFC and the fighting federations, are they going to allow fighters to actually fight?
Again, not that I'd love to correct you. It's not the UFC. It's the commissions.
The gating commission.
It's not the promotion that bans it. It's the commissions. So the UFC has no say on it. Nothing at all. Oh, and by the way, Alon Cruz in Vegas this week. I think he comes home tomorrow back to the Tampa Bay area. But doing the full UFC PI centers. He's been at, you know, all the gyms. He went to Extreme Couture the other day.
How amazing.
He's getting the full You Are in the Big Show treatment. Welcome treatment.
Were you at the Performance Institute when you were in Vegas last week?
We drove by.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I saw you there at the Couture.
We went to the
center, yeah. And then
we went there as well. We went to the PI. We went to Bishop Gorman. I want to thank the religious school for giving us Jews a discount, you know, on some merchandise. It's the Georgia G for Bishop Gorman in Gators colors.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of silly.
Mind trick on me.
It don't mind and you don't matter.
So how many performance institutes are there? Is Puerto Rico built yet or they just have the land? Aren't they doing Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Asia, and China?
I know that I've read it. I don't know if they're up and running. And, you know, it's after we drove by the big facility now. You know, I remember the old one on Sahara, which was, you know, behind In-N-Out, which is how I found it. I was going In-N-Out.
Of course you were.
But, you know, to look at where they came from. Now, again, you went from a couple million dollar company to a 4-point-whatever billion.
Right.
Kind of cool. You know, I mean, the land that they now have there, the two, maybe three different massive buildings, and things will continue all the way, starting with Cowboy Cerrone, who is now on the face of a Budweiser can. Have you
Makes
seen
sense.
That?
Oh, man, he's the perfect pitch man for it. That's the Budweiser brand, like the good old American boy, country boy.
I'm trying to figure out how to get the can home. You know, I'm not going to drink it, and I guess I'll have to pour it out just to have the can.
Put in your check luggage.
I'm not checking luggage. I'm not taking luggage.
Yeah, because it's over 3 ounces. They're going to make you pour it out, probably.
Well, not probably.
Unless you ship it home, just mail it.
Well, I might have to do that, and I know you can't mail alcohol. Can you mail beer?
Is beer alcohol?
I don't know.
I mean,
I would say yes.
I mean, I know that with the vodka, we had some issues with a couple sponsors.
We didn't have some issues. We had major issues. starting with the vodka company themselves.
And trying to ship that to him.
No, that was Nick.
Right. So, I don't know if beer falls in that category as far as like, I mean, I would assume it does because it's distributed through, you know, distributors, so they can regulate it or control it.
Of course it's alcohol.
Yeah, it's got alcohol in it. I suppose Listerine. You can take Listerine on the plane.
Under 3 ounces.
Yeah, wait.
I guess you can check it. Well, so then, well, no, you'd still have to open the can to pour the Budweiser into the Listerine bottle.
Right.
Right?
It looks like Listerine. I mean, if we pour it out.
Crazy. All right, so our first interview got changed.
Okay.
Fights this Saturday. Doing some things, doing some other things. We will try to get him on the second hour, possibly.
Is that the seafood?
Yeah.
Oh, so can I have his two vouchers for?
Are you from Baltimore?
I'll go there for the seafood.
Do you live in Baltimore?
I rode a bike to Baltimore from here.
Did you stop in Baltimore?
I did.
Where?
I don't remember the name of the pizza place.
Then
but it was a. You know what? It was a terrifying city. to be honest, like, no offense to the Baltimore people, but
I would take offense from it by it if I lived in Baltimore.
Out of my entire journey from here to New York City, that's the only place I felt like my life was in jeopardy.
Really?
Like, because I heard the people on the corner, because the street, the houses come all the way out to the street, and everybody hangs out on the stoop, and so you have like literally like hundreds of people just hanging on the corners, and then I heard somebody say, "Hey, look at the Lance Armstrong looking guy." And then they're like, "Yeah, man, that bike's like 10 G's, Joe." And then everybody perked up because they thought my bike.
Joe?
Yo.
10? Oh, yo.
Yo.
Joe.
So then everybody's like, "Yo, that bike's over 10 G's." And then everybody perked up like, "Oh, let's get that dude." And then I had to go.
And you outraced him.
If Lance was next to me, I would have crushed him. Performance enhancing or not, blood transfusions or not, I would have crushed Lance Armstrong on that day.
You know you don't have to be the fastest racer. Just faster than the slowest racer.
Right, that's all. So you don't get
all you
gotta
do.
The last one.
All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Well, not even done anymore. God, I gotta stop that.
It's so hard. It's like right into 2020 now. It's like everything's 19, but like, you know.
And you can't even say the original tour, right? Because this isn't.
I mean, I'm still the original guy. And
no, you're the original guy, but not in the original Tour de Pizza.
It's not the original spot, but
I got to figure out a new way to say where we're coming to you. But luckily, we won't be here over the next couple of weeks.
This is Tour de Pizza.
No, it is Tour de Pizza. Next week, PGA. The week after the Super Bowl. The week after, possibly Phoenix, from the 8-man strong headquarters. So we will be on the road, but today we are coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 80th Avenue and 4th Street. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-man strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Jack Schmidt. All right, so real quick before I know you've got some things to talk about.
Yes, sir.
Congrats to Larry Fitzgerald coming back for his 412th season. And linebacker of the Panthers, Luke. Kuechly, retiring.
Retired after eight seasons. Yeah.
Young guy. I think he's like 28.
Like 28 years old.
Yeah.
Played all 8 years in Carolina.
Yep.
Walking away for undisclosed reasons.
He said that he just can't do it anymore.
It says
what?
Says that he can't do it.
It's them running water.
Mentally, physically.
People don't realize, you know, whether you're an MMA fighter, NFL player, baseball player, football player, you know, whatever. What goes in to game day?
Sure.
You know, the preparation for, say, a football player, preparation Monday through Saturday. You know, what the college kids went through, you know, and what a blowout. How good is LSU?
Wow. Joe Burrows. Have we ever seen this kind of talent coming out of the college at that age?
I'm going to say no. I mean, they're calling him the greatest college quarterback of all time. He's leapfrogged over Tebow.
Sure.
What a year, his story, you know, what he did, how he left, you know, that lousy university. Oh, I better be careful. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Easy.
Back at the studio.
Easy.
I apologize at the studio.
Easy.
Somebody back there loves
that. Shots fired.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. So I got to tell you this real quick story.
Okay.
Andre Feely coming up momentarily. So, you know, I buy these vehicles for my brother's company, and I got three quotes from a dealership.
Right.
All three quotes are different.
Okay.
Not surprising.
From the same dealership?
From the same dealership.
All three quotes are different.
Yes.
Wow. Three different salespeople?
Yes. Of course.
So one guy doesn't want to make a commission. He needs to hit volume bonus, so he's making you a better deal than the other guy. The other guy's new. He doesn't know how to make the rebates and the incentive.
Yep.
Other guy just doesn't care because he's just there for the paycheck.
He's just there for the free popcorn in the room.
What dealership? I'm going to get the popcorn.
No.
Speaking of dealerships, I'll be at the grand opening today for Wesley Chapel Mazda. So big up to my friend Chris Littlepage. That's where I got my Corvette from. They also have a Chevy dealership.
And you still talk to him?
Next door.
You still talk?
Yeah, that's my boy. I love that car.
How long did you keep it?
Like 2 years.
You had it that long?
Yeah. Well, I didn't drive it.
Yeah, it seemed like you had it 2 days.
Yeah, well, because I have two kids and a wife, and so like,
and it's a two-seater.
So they're like, you know, it was always frowned upon. Like, hey, I'll meet you at the beach.
I wondered why, you know, your wife really disliked me so much when you and I would go for a ride and you left her at the house.
Yes. Yes. So not everybody can go to the promised land with Randy Harris.
I understand.
But no, congratulations. Is this your fourth decade on air?
Well, if 80, 90, yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
I mean, so iHeartRadio nationwide, laying off people. Tons of radio guys are no longer on air. Favorite sports show. So welcome aboard, all you iHeartRadio fans listening in today. But
tuning in.
But, like, you know, I have questions. Like, you know, like, do you remember your first assignment, like, on radio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I can't tell you anything from the second till yesterday.
Right.
But I can definitely tell you the first time I was on the air.
What was the first event?
On this very radio station.
Okay.
On the Tan Talk Radio Network. I just got out of the military, you know, trying to find something to do. I ran across a guy, and he was doing the Clearwater High School football game.
Okay.
Called me up. Hey, I need help. You know, can you come out? I'm like, no. I don't know nothing. What do I know? No, I need you. So I went out. Clearwater High School, Hercules, whatever that is, Gulf to Bay.
Yeah.
And we're all set up. It's probably the same equipment I still have. You know, it's right, not, but it certainly looks like it. So, you know, we're getting ready. I'm pretending like I know what I'm doing. I'm reading these forms and, you know, all this stuff. And just before kickoff, he walks out of the room, you know, out of the press box.
Okay.
I now have the headset on. I don't know what to do. What's going on? I thought we were on, which we were. So I did what you're supposed to do. I called the first play, you know, and I don't remember names and numbers. But
sure.
Number three goes back to pass, looks right, throws left, 37 yards. It's complete. Oh, my God, this is fantastic. Guess what the problem was? They hadn't hiked the ball yet.
What?
They had not started the game. And the first thing I ever said on the radio.
You already called plays?
I called the play. And within 2-3 yards, that was the first play.
Wow.
Look to the right, through to the left. That's the first thing I ever did on the radio.
Unbelievable.
The last thing I remember on the radio, or the next thing that I remember on the radio, was telling that story just now.
Right. No, it's been an incredible career. And in an industry, other than NFL head coaches, there's more firings in radio than any other career on the planet.
Okay, since I'm being talked about, I'm sure not nicely, back at the studio for my previous comment. Obviously, if you're bringing that up, I have to thank Lola and Dave and everybody over there at Tantalk, you know, has put up with me.
Sure.
You know, for as long as I've been on.
Yeah, no, it's a tough industry, and I'm just honored to be a part of it with you, man.
It's tough having co-hosts. I'll tell you what, because you know. The level that I set, that's why you sit at that level is so low.
Well, the reason we're bringing the Mohawk back is because evolution.
One time only. No, no. One
people
time only.
People need a visual. They, like, very few people.
One time only.
Can be voice only.
Say it publicly. One time only.
Nationwide, radios are closing down the doors.
One time only.
Because they need video and stimulation, and they need something to look at.
I haven't heard one time only.
It's hard to do a Mohawk for one time.
Well, then don't do it at all.
What am I going to be, a skinhead after that? I got to shave my head off?
You can be whatever you want, as long as it doesn't include a Mohawk.
All right. Deal.
That was the deal. we're going to let the Mohawk loose on Radio Row.
You can't tame the power of the Mohawk, though. Sometimes it's untamable.
Here's the funny thing. I have tamed it because it's a one time only. By the time I get back...
I
want it gone. It will be gone. Want to be on the program the next week, it needs to be gone.
But me without a Mohawk is kind of like Hulk Hogan with a full beard. Have you seen his beard this week?
First of all, to even put you in the same category as Terry is disrespectful to Terry.
He's the one that gave me the Mohawk.
Well,
it's his Mohawk. I got to get him to sign off that I can use it again, probably.
All right, good for you. You're definitely boring the national audience because you're boring me.
Well, I didn't mean to bore you, you've been in the area for long.
That's your preparation?
What do you mean?
I told you you needed to come prepared. Your preparation is talking about me 40 years?
No, I mean, we can go back and talk about Luke Kuechly. I mean, you know, as far as like his impact in the game, is he a Hall of Famer? After 8 seasons, has he played long enough to earn a spot in the Hall of Fame?
First of all, I think it's unfair to just randomly throw that out or throw it out about anybody until you look at numbers. You look at what they've done for that particular team, you know, for the organization, if we're talking hockey. I don't cover the Carolina Panthers, so I don't know. You know, I don't know what his stats are. And everything is stats. Everything is related to stats.
Because, I mean, you're top five linebackers of all time. I mean, would you?
I'm going to say no.
Who would make your top five?
I'm going to say no.
I mean, number one obviously is?
Obviously. Why is it obviously?
Well, Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor, Ray Nitschke, Dit Butkus, I would have to say is...
I'll put your boy DB in there. Derek Brooks, okay. The top five.
Okay.
But I mean, who Lawrence Taylor changed the game of football.
He changed a lot of things.
Because before that...
That's all I'm saying.
But before, offenses made their play and defenses adjusted. Now that the offense had to change their plays based on LT and the way
you think it was just LT?
I think he started that. I think he started. He changed the game of football.
I'm pretty sure that they changed and ran away from Dit Butkus and Ray Nitschke. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm pretty confident of that. And many others.
You're Mike Singletary, right? I mean,
I didn't know where Mike Singletary and Lawrence Taylor you know, came in, or I would have said Mike.
Right.
You know, I don't know, you know, with your lie of he, you know, started it, I didn't know if Singletary was before or after.
It's not a lie. It's called an opinion. I'm a radio show host, and I'm...
Well, you're not a host either.
I'm a co-host. That's my co-opinion.
You're still co-co-host. We'll see how you act in a couple of weeks with the Mohawk. But there's been plenty of great linebackers. There's been plenty of great D linemen and safeties and corners and quarterbacks.
But with the way people are taking mental health and with the way people are taking concussion protocols and in professional sports, are you going to see more guys leaving at a younger age in their prime where older guys would have stayed all the way till the tank was empty?
I think it's for more than one reason, too. I think, yes, you know, the game is different now, you know, and it's safer now. So, you know, with the head trauma, I don't know if a player is coming in next season or this season or last season, I'm not so sure that they're going to have the same amount. Well, they won't have the same amount of head trauma as, you know, John Lynch or somebody that played, you know, like a kamikaze, you know, first and foremost. The second thing is, and let's be honest, it's all around money.
Right.
You know, you can say the great Pat Barry used to always say that it drove him crazy when a fighter would say, "I'd fight for free." Right. His comment was, "I wouldn't get out of bed for free." Sure. You know, I'm not fighting for free. So, yeah, you know, athletes are going to say, "I would do it for free. I love it, blah, 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 blah." It's so different. The amount of money that you can make in one contract now is more money than the legends made in their entire career.
Correct.
You know,
so you have more opportunity. You have more opportunities to start foundations, do things that are more
not kill yourself. Fulfilling,
right?
Literally. You know, how many of the players from head trauma were assuming then go out, you know, Junior Seau and such, you know, and
where would Seau fall on your top list of linebackers?
Up there.
Yeah. Top 10 for sure.
You know, again, it's unfair to say for sure until I really
saw the whole list.
Yeah, write it down and think about and look at and, you know, how many Hall of Famers and, you know, all that kind of stuff. He is up there. He was one of the greats.
Sure.
You know, there's no doubt. But I think it's unfair just off the top of your head to say, unless you're going to say D lineman. Then if you say D lineman, then yes, I can give you an answer.
Who's that?
Warren Sapp.
That's your boy.
I will always say
that. I think
that.
I saw him cutting grass yesterday doing
I'm sure you
lawn
did.
Care.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
The guy has had a Sapp jersey, and he's cutting, he's edging and weeding.
There, I think I can say without a doubt. You know, we could even discuss and disagree on, you know, quarterbacks.
Sure.
You know, I mean, everybody's saying Tom Brady. Oh. But, and probably he is because of results, because of stats.
Championships.
Well, that's results.
Right, that.
You know, so, I don't know.
No, that's good.
Is that it?
Oh, as far as the football part.
Okay, well, what other part you got over there?
Well, I got...
I'm trying to take a nap.
No, I got... you hear the news that one of your favorite restaurants is now coming to Tampa?
Yes, I did.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack coming to Tampa, yeah.
They're coming to Midtown, as well as right by your house, the Jolly Bee, which is like a...
Never heard of it.
The
problem
food.
With a restaurant that you like, no matter what the restaurant is, you're now going to go to it. You know what I mean? It's like I would only go to Shake Shack in Vegas or in New York City.
Right.
You know, I think there's that one right around there. In-N-Out Burger. I'm getting to the point where I'm sick of In-N-Out Burger. Well, it's really not as good as I thought it was.
Right. And that's my question. Where, like, what restaurant, national chain, or what restaurant nationwide do you wish you had here in Tampa? Like, because there's no In-N-Out Burger. There's no Fat Burger.
Who's paying for this?
There's no Fat Ones. Your boy Joey Fatone, right?
Good dude. I really like him a lot. Who's paying for these meals?
Oh, it doesn't matter who pays.
It does matter.
I'm just asking, like, which brand is not in the Tampa market that you wish was here that you've been on the road or wherever you go, like Pat's and Gino's from Philly. Is there a Scrapple place? Is there, like, you know, obviously mom and pop shops are hard to duplicate, but what chain, what national company or big company does Tampa not have? Like White Castle, Crystal, you know, what's the one brand that you would say, I can't live without that. I need this in my life.
Well, obviously none because I've lived without it. you know, I would say, you know, Papa's, you know, from Atlanta, but it's not a chain. I think there's only one or two of them. But we might want to stop talking about food.
Oh.
You know, with us having some fighters coming up momentarily.
And they're in their weight cuts. They're getting ready for competition.
Exactly. So you need to come up with some other little game that you're going to play or other things to talk about just in case, you know, one of them happened to be online. So
I can do that. I definitely like to play games. I like to play games.
That steakhouse, though, since I don't think they're on yet, that steakhouse in Wyoming, I think of all the restaurants I've ever been to, that's the one I would want in Tampa. I would rather have it in St. Pete than Tampa.
Okay.
Because I could go to it more often.
There you go.
50% off for veterans.
And then hopefully we can get you to lose some weight over at the new Mayweather Boxing Center just down the street from Tour de Pizza.
I didn't think it was new. I thought it's been here.
Just opened.
Really?
Grand opening.
Like now, so then they've had another one here then?
I think they put one in Tampa over on Dale Mabry. I don't know how long that one's been open, but the St. Pete branch had a soft opening like a week ago, and I stopped by today. I met Anna, and it looks like we're going to do some co-marketing, hopefully, and do some get some people on their weight goals and hit their 2020 resolutions, and I'll sharpen up my hands because you never know when the Naked Pizza Man steps into the octagon. I'll be ready. And you know, I got cuts on my hands like Anthony Pettis. I mean, did you see he is suing USADA for cutting his hand on the dispenser for the urine test?
Yeah.
Hours before he went into competition, they had to glue it shut, then heat lamp it so he couldn't grapple, he couldn't warm up, couldn't throw strikes. So he's saying that the reason that he lost, it was in his head. He like mentally, it took his focus away when he lost to Diaz. Thoughts?
It's hard to argue it. I mean, you don't know what people are thinking.
Sure.
You know, and unfortunately, and it's funny because I've had this conversation, you know, depends on where you are in the food chain as to what you can say, what you can do. Do you fight? Do you not fight? Do you walk away? Do you refuse to fight? Do you, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, so it's difficult.
What would he win in a lawsuit like that? Like loss of earnings, loss of reputation?
Loss of
mobility.
Since like, you can sue for almost anything nowadays, I mean, who knows?
Because he's fighting against Ferrara this week. So it's not like he's taking him out of his career. He lost his career because of it. It's not glass in the eye like Chiesa had in New York at 223. So, you know, it's not an injury that's keeping him from earning an income. So I'm just curious if it's more for like a public
reputation.
Reputation.
You know, yeah, that's a now loss on your record. Right. You know, money that you can make. Sponsorship. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, that you possibly can prove. But then again, there's a lot of things that you think you can prove that you can't. You know, so it's interesting. We'll have to see, you know, how it does play out for sure.
Because I got cuts on my hands, but I'm not suing nobody.
I burned myself making some hot dogs the other day.
Did you? Why would you leave it to the professionals? Look, Joey Fatone from NSYNC is a professional. He gets paid.
But
to
does he
sell
make them? He sells them.
Yeah,
he doesn't
his.
Make them.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
it's
no.
His.
It's kind of like that stupid thing you said about, you know, when you come in and grade a pizza. You know, you're not making it.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, Joey Fatone's not making the hot dog. First of all, he didn't make it, and he's not cooking it.
But
you know, the staff is.
But he is a professional hot dog maker. I mean, he gets paid to do it.
He gets paid. You know, he does.
That's the difference between amateur and pro. You get paid for it. I'm a professional pizza maker.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm an amateur pizza co-host of Knockout Radio.
That's true.
Paid in experiences.
All of that is true. All of that is true.
No, it's
are you excited about the main event Saturday?
You know, I wasn't. I was the first one to be critical. I thought it was a tune-up fight for McGregor. I thought it was only self-serving for the UFC. They needed to, you know, get McGregor back into some real live-action combat so he could get ready for his title defense against Khabib. So I was kind of writing it off. But the more I get close to it, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a lot closer than anyone thinks. And I think I don't know who's going to win. I honestly don't. I think that both of them have, like, strength. I mean, obviously, Conor has a strong left hand. Cowboy's got a vicious leg kick and head kicks. He wants to knock him out.
How come there's been no trash talk? How come we haven't heard anything? We haven't heard the typical Conor McGregor, you know, Cowboy's response. Now, Cowboy can't respond to something that's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, now we'll have to wait and see tomorrow for the press conference and, you know, the weigh-ins and,
sure.
and all that kind of stuff. But isn't that what most people want from Conor McGregor? That brash, that...
I mean, that's what built his success. You know, I mean, that's what built his fame and his fan base. But I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. I guess McGregor let the action talk in the octagon. So we'll be back after this break. Come to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North, St. Pete. We'll be back after the break.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Bain's Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Bain's Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
That, of course, is the cleaned up version.
That's your boy.
That's the FCC regulation liner.
He's taking some heat right now on social media for his use of the N-word. So
we'll have Mike on next week. But right now, let's go out to Las Vegas, where I will be very shortly. Let's welcome to the program Andre Feely. Andre, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys? You guys talking about Mike Perry got in trouble for using the N-word? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, that's what Matt brought up. Yes.
He did a 23andMe. He said he was like 1.8% black or something, and I think they cleared him.
Mike did say that. No, Mike did say that he did the test. So, Andre, you know, you've been in the sport a long, long time. How has it changed over the years for you?
It's gotten bigger, and there's obviously more money now. I still don't think there's as much money in the sport as there should be, but it's gotten bigger. It's cool to see everybody sort of respecting it as a real art form and a real sport. It's been a cool evolution. I think I kind of came in when it was getting right past the point of almost being like a circus attraction and sort of really being accepted as a real sport. And now, I mean, it's on ESPN and Fox and all kinds of other things. So it's pretty cool to see it legitimized and really respected. I think, you know, it's only going to keep getting bigger, but it's very cool to see, how big it's gotten and how big it's going to get.
You know, and I've said numerous times, and just so you know, the very first UFC I covered was 11 with Mark Coleman in Augusta, Georgia. So, you know, I've seen it progress, but I still don't think it's as big as a lot of people think it is, and I think it still can get bigger.
Yeah, I think it's still, compared to other sports, I think it's definitely the smallest, but it's also the fastest growing, and it's the youngest, you know? It's very widely accepted for people who really don't care about football. But I'm trying to pick my words because I know we're on regular radio.
I appreciate it.
trying to pick my words. I got to think about them. People who don't care about football at all will still put the game on Sunday, whereas people who don't care about fighting still aren't very likely to just throw a fight on unless it's a really big fight. But I think that's changing, man. I think that the culture is changing. You look at places like Japan or Brazil where combat sports are sort of a big part of the culture, and they have been for a long time. I think America is finally starting to adopt that past just boxing. You know, I think boxing is a great sport, but it's sort of had its time. And I think that people are really starting to see MMA for what it is.
What do you think? Why do you think it took so long? And what do we need to do, either as the athletes or the media or the fans or whatever of the sport that we love, you know, to continue getting it out there, to get it to be more accepted?
Sorry, can you say it one more time? Housekeeping just came into the room. I'm not a good multitasker. Can you ask the question one more time?
Yeah, I said, what do we need to do, whether it's, you know, through the media or the athletes or the fans, you know, to get it more accepted? You know, it's on a great path, but I still think we can do more so it is more accepted. Matt said the other day he went into a restaurant, asked them to put MMA on, and they said no. So, I mean, what do we need to do so it is more accepted?
I don't know if we need to really do anything. I think it's growing on its own, and I think it's, I think whatever we've been doing as a sport and as a culture, I think it's been working. It's going to keep working. I think there will always sort of be fighting will never be a regular sport the way that other sports are. I mean, it'll always have some sort of that entertainment factor the way that, you know, pro wrestling does. It'll always be a spectacle. I think that's important to hold on to that. I don't really want to normalize MMA too much. I want it to stay a little dangerous. I want it to stay a little crazy. I don't want it to be like every other sport where it's doled down. You know, there's always going to be people who don't like it or who don't appreciate it or who won't put it on in their restaurant. But I almost said something I'm not supposed to say on radio. But yeah, whatever. We don't need them. We don't need them. I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world, and you know, if we keep doing what we're doing as a sport, it's going to grow to the point where the people who don't like it won't really matter at all. I think fighting needs to retain some of it. Like, it needs to hold on to what makes it so crazy and what makes it appeal to people is that entertainment factor and that spectacle that it's obviously present in other sports, but it's not as big of a factor. And I think that's an important part of MMA's culture, man. It's a crazy thing. Like, two men are fist fighting in a cage, like basically trying to kill each other locked in a cage. And it's something that is super primal, and I think speaks to people on a human level. But, you know, it's always going to be a little too much for people, the way that, you know, there's even people who think that football is too much. So I don't think we need to do anything except to continue to do what we're doing and maybe even lean into the curve. I think it should be crazier. I think it should be more exciting. I think we should be doing everything we're doing, but more of it.
You know, and I take it one step further. After everything that you've just said, what I try to let my listening audience know is, when you guys are done 999 times out of 1,000, you know, the two athletes, you know, they fight and then they're in the back, shake hands, they talk. I had a fight with my brother when I was 19, and I still dislike him.
yeah, exactly. It's not the same. I mean, it's not, it's very well put. I think people talk about violence a lot. The word violence is always brought up. And, you know, it's like, it is violent to get in a fist fight. It's also violent to put a helmet and shoulder pads on and run head first into another person. It's violent. I mean, there's all kinds of boxing is violent. Any sport with physical contact can be violent. Anything can be violent, you know, really, if it's done a certain way. But I think that word is sort of misused. Fighting can definitely be violent, but it's not always malicious. Like, there isn't always these, like, you know, I think if you do fighting right, it can bring people closer together instead of farther apart. We're not, like, it's not the same as war or as you know, fighting on the street or like hurting someone who's not a willing participant. Like, this is what I love to do, and I assume this is what all my opponents have also loved to do, or else there's no reason to be in the sport if you don't love it. So the word violence gets thrown around a lot, and I think it sort of is misconstrued. You know, this isn't, no one's here against their will, and no one's fighting in the back, really, and no one is, you know, there's so much real animosity in the world. Like, I don't want it to be misrepresented in the sport. Like, there are obviously people that you don't like in the sport, and there's obviously people that you'll like more than others. But I mean, at the end of the day, we're professionals, and we're not playing a sport, but we're doing something for the sport of it. You know, it's different than fighting a war, or going out and hurting someone. Like, there are different types of violence, and I think that's to not recognize the nuance there is a little ignorant. But again, I think all we can do is keep doing what we're doing, and eventually people will see that.
You said that you love to fight, and I'm curious, if you could main event a fight at Madison Square Garden or main event a concert, where's the biggest concert hall? I guess it would be Madison Square Garden. So which would you rather do, main event a fight or main event a concert?
How much is the fight paying?
How much? The same.
Yeah,
same.
How much money am I going to make? How much money am I going to make to fight? That's the question. I love making music. It's so fun. Like I just started playing with a new band a couple months ago, and it's the most fun I've ever had making music. And something about being on stage is just it's so fun. It's one of the dopest experiences I think a person can have, is being on stage and making music and entertaining a crowd and just having the crowd locked in with you and sharing that energy. But winning a fight, there's nothing in the world like that. There's nothing in the world like winning a fight. That feeling when you jump on the cage and you have your hands up and all the hard work is worth it. Music is more of an outlet for me, whereas fighting is my passion, my real true love. And it pays way better than music for me right now. So any choice, I think winning a fight at Madison Square Garden would be incredible. If I was going to get paid to play Madison Square Garden, though, I also would probably make a good amount of money. If my band was big enough to sell out Madison Square Garden, I'd probably make a nice chunk of change. So that's a pretty hard question. Can I do both? Can I win my fight on Saturday and then headline a show Sunday?
Absolutely. You can be like Pacquiao.
Yeah. I don't want to get into politics, though. I don't want to do that.
Well, no,
he wants
you
to be the president. I don't want to be the president.
Okay, there you go. Have you thought about, and I, from time to time, we talk to the athletes about their walkout song and stuff, having your band, with obviously you, sing the walkout song as you're coming to the cage to fight?
I've thought about it. I for sure have thought about it. And actually, when I was younger, I was in a hip-hop group, and I had my buddies actually, they actually rapped my walkout song while I walked out. They were on a little stage because I was the main event for a local show, West Coast Fighting. They used to put on the best shows in California. And my buddies actually rapped my walkout song while I walked out, and they were on stage. And I kind of juked security and jumped up on stage with them and was jumping around having fun. Right. And then I popped off stage and walked into the cage. And I actually won my first title that night. That was a great night. It was fun. But, I don't think I'll walk out in the UFC. I don't think I'll walk out to my own music, because I have a real specific walkout song, and it's by a local like legend dude. His name's Mac Dre in Northern California. He's a hero to a lot of us. And I told my friends when we were like 14, 15, I was going to walk out to Mac Dre when I fought in the UFC. And so it's sort of just like a promise kept kind of thing. Like I told my friends I was going to do it when I was 15, and I keep my promises, you know. So I walk out to Mac Dre every time I fight, and it reminds me, you know, where I'm from, what I've been through to get here, and it makes me hungry when I hear that music hit. So I'm gonna stick with that. It's been working real well, and it's important to me.
Awesome, good stuff. I have plenty of other stuff, but we are at the top of the hour. So real quickly, what can we expect to see Saturday night on ESPN?
Saturday night, I'm going to have the greatest performance of my career yet. I'm going to have the most dominant win of my career yet. I'm going to finish my opponent. I'm going to get my hand raised. Don't be surprised if I get a 50 grand bonus. It's going to be beautiful, man. This is the sharpest I've ever been, and I really believe that I'm the greatest 45er alive right now. I'm so excited to prove that to myself and to everyone else.
Cannot wait for Saturday night. I will see you in the media room after your victory. We're going to put you on hold real quick to get your address so we can send you out a care package from 8-Man Strong for giving us a couple of minutes of your time today, Andre.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Talk to you soon. Matter of fact, I'll talk to you on Saturday.
Yep.
Good stuff. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Flying out, as you know, we changed our plans.
Yep.
I'll fly out Saturday morning. It'll be less than 24 hours. So I'm not going to do media day tomorrow. I'm going to do some stuff here as we prepare for the PGA show, the Super Bowl. I'll be at Houston for that fight. We're going to broadcast from 8-Man Strong headquarters in a couple of weeks. A lot of big stuff. We're trying to get the YouTube channel together.
Oh, yeah.
So 2020 is the year of Rondé Barber.
Rendezvous.
Yeah. Well, he wore number 20.
That was my goal.
God. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. A lot of stuff still to touch base with. Tim Elliott when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.